Happy Friday, everybody. You made it to the weekend. Congratulations. Let's kick it off by talking some Disney. That's what we do here, and we appreciate it every time you drop in. Wherever you listen around the world, whatever you are doing, I hope it's a great day for you right now. We're going to try to make it better with some fun Disney talk. First, a quick word from our sponsors. Those are our friends over at the Magic for Less Travel. And I just want to let you know that those agents over at the Magic for Less, they are an incredible team. They are working hard daily, each and every hour of the day, to make sure their guests have the most magical vacation ever. I can tell you that these agents are huge Disney fans. They know what the magic is all about. They know that getting just the right hotel room can really make a trip better. They know those dining experiences that are hard to get when they work hard to help their guests get those things. They just know that when they put their guests in a great position to have success on the trip, everybody's happy. We know those moments that make ourselves very happy on our Disney vacations, and those agents are doing the same for each and every guest. When it comes time for that next Disney adventure, whether it's a Disney cruise, those are awesome, heading out to Disneyland, going down to Walt Disney World, or even Adventures by Disney, trust the great agents over at the Magic for Less. They're experts. They're passionate. They want to help you have a magical Disney experience. So check them out today. Drop by themagicforless.com and let them know you heard about them here on the Be Our Guest podcast. Thank you again to everybody who continues to support the Be Our Guest podcast the easiest way possible. Anytime you do that online shopping over at Amazon.com, please click through our link first. Just go to BeOurGuestPodcast.com/Amazon. You can bookmark that on all your devices. That would be very helpful. And every time you make a purchase, it does help support the show. So thanks again to everybody who continues to support the show. It's BeOurGuestPodcast.com/Amazon.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1387 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and one of the great agents over at the Magic for Less Travel. Happy Friday to you. It is Mizzou's bye week, so I'm focused totally on Disney this weekend and having a great time with my family. Hopefully you are as well. We are getting ready to talk about the great destination that you and I just love to travel to, and that is Walt Disney World. And speaking of Walt Disney World, we have an expert in traveling to this awesome place in Central Florida. We have Pam Forrester. She's the co-owner of the Magic for Less Travel. What's going on, Pam? Any big plans for this weekend? What are you guys doing?
I am packing so that I can get ready for my trip to Aulani. So I'm starting the packing process at least this weekend, so that I have just a good sense of what I need to pack. But I'm thinking it's pretty much bathing suit and cover up and another bathing suit and other cover ups and yet some more maybe. So that's going to figure heavy in the rotation while we're there, because I'm going to be soaking up all those moments in the pools, in the ocean. We're going to be going to the North Shore and, you know, doing stuff like that. So really looking forward to it.
Any tips for traveling, a great distance, like going from Pittsburgh all the way over to the Hawaiian Islands? I mean, what have you learned? Because that's quite a journey. Is there anything that can make the trip more comfortable, like a hack that you've learned?
I am a big believer in taking a travel blanket. It's something that I think makes it so that I can fall asleep easier on the plane. I mean, when you're going to be going for a long distance, that's your challenge. Is you need to get some sleep at some point, and having anything that can help you do that. I take one of the travel pillows, like kind of try one out to see what works for you. Some people like the neck pillows, some people like, you know, just a bigger pillow that kind of compresses, something like that. And definitely an eye mask, because it will, in a comfortable one, because it blocks out the light and stuff like that. There's not a lot of things to make that more comfortable. I'm going to tell you this. There just aren't. Think about bringing your own water with you, so you're not relying on, you know, the airline to give you some. But other than that, I mean, just go and enjoy. It is what it is. This is what you have to do to get to some of these beautiful places in the world, right? I mean, if you know, it wasn't something spectacular and it was just right in your backyard, you'd go do it every weekend and you get tired of it. So
good point. You know, if I got one of Zymas, I'd have to get one that has like the big, like gigantic eyes, look like they're open, like something that would freak out everybody else on the plane. That'd be so fun.
No way.
That'd be awesome. All right, so today, you might have seen this on the Disney Parks blog not too long ago. We're going to talk about the 19 magical new and limited time experiences that are coming to Walt Disney World in 2019. So I got excited for this because, of course, you're a Disney fan. I'm a Disney fan. Pam is a Disney fan. We love going to Walt Disney World. And we're probably going to go anyway, even if these 19 things did not happen. But it's always exciting when Disney comes up with, you know, little new things. I mean, you're probably, I'll be honest, I looked at the list. Pam looked at the list. We kind of giggled. We thought some of these things were fun. We kind of both agreed before we ever started recording today's podcast that you and I probably aren't going to plan a vacation because of most of these things. However, I think it's fun to have new experiences, especially for folks like us that are return travelers, that are invested in the Disney parks, that love going just for the nuances, the new experiences. You know, I think a good example of this past summer was, you know, something that was very kind of under the radar initially, but I think a lot of people enjoyed it, was the stuff that went over, and I didn't even see it because I'm not into the characters too much, but like Chip and Dale dressed up like dinosaurs at Animal Kingdom. I mean, that got a lot of positive feedback, and who'd have thunk, right, Pam? I mean, did you kind of see that too? I was like, that's kind of strange, but people loved it.
I know. You know what? They all look so cute. I mean, that's the thing. I mean, how I love it when they dress up Chip and Dale in something. I mean, you know, that's adorable. Come on now. Everyone can't, you know, you can't always see something like that. So I thought that was really cute. I think oftentimes some of the things that they don't think are going to be a big deal, you know, become something really incredible. I absolutely forgot to take advantage of seeing Edna Mode when we were down there this summer, and I really wanted to do that. So thankfully, it looks like I might be able to do that. So.
Apparently. I just watch NCIS LA, and Edna Mode is on that show. I'm not kidding. She's like their boss. That's Edna Mode.
Right?
Yeah,
is
apparently.
She?
Yeah, I think so. Let me know if you tweet me at @BRGuestMike. Do you think that too? Okay, so let's go. Starting on January 18th. So, and again, I was so bummed. I'm leaving on like the 14th after marathon weekend. They knew this. They don't want the marathoners to get any of these 19 fun things squeezed into your trip. They're messing with us. Even though you're running 48.6 miles if you're doing dopey, you don't get to do these 19 things unless you come back, which I probably will. So number one, we're going to kind of ping pong back and forth. Number one, in honor of the true originals, Mickey and Minnie Mouse, Mickey and Minnie's Surprise Celebration will bring new music, dancing, and all sorts of fun to the Magic Kingdom Park. So okay. That's good. I mean, that's one of those things. I guess it's a castle show maybe, or I guess, well, no, that's not the street party. So I guess maybe a little surprise party on the castle forefront stage.
That's what I'm guessing.
All right.
But if that isn't enough to entice you, we have more.
Okay.
They have the Move It, Shake It, Mouska Dance It street party. So the Move It, Shake It will become the Move It, Shake It, Mouska Dance street party. And you know what? People do love that parade. So you'll get a chance to dance with Mickey and Minnie in front of Cinderella's castle. So again, that could be, you know, that could be something that you look forward to. And in addition, they're going to be belting out new arrangements of the classic Mickey Mouse Club song. And actually, there's one that plays on the along the television when you're there in the Coming Attractions channel, which I actually kind of like. So I hope that that will be featured in the new Mickey Mouse Club renditions that they're going to be performing.
So you probably haven't seen the Mickey Mouse Clubhouse in quite a while, considering that, Hannah is now a teacher and not a small child anymore. But, you know, I still remember the days. You know how at the end of the show they would do the hot dog dance?
Yes.
Okay, so who do you think had the best moves? I go Goofy on the hot dog dance.
Oh,
I like hot dogs' moves.
There's no question about that. Are you kidding? Goofy's joints did something that shouldn't be able to happen. I'm just saying this about Goofy. So, yes, Goofy had it going on at the hot dog dance.
Yeah, if they don't stop in front of Casey's and do the hot dog song, they're missing synergy, people. That is so synergy. They need
right?
to, you know,
right?
They all need to do their hot dog moves right in front of Casey's. Anyway, number three The Dapper Dans and other entertainers on Main Street USA at the Magic Kingdom will sing songs in honor of Mickey and Minnie. You think they'll sing "Oh Mickey, you're so fine, you blow my mind" by Tony Basil? Oh,
they might.
They could.
They might. Maybe they're listening right now. We're going to give them, you know, some songs that they could zhuzh up. Yes, I love that. I hope that they do sing that. The next one is that you can look for special Mickey and Minnie themed merchandise and food.
Hello? No way. No way. No way.
I'm wondering, wait. Do you think there will be a cupcake?
No way. No way.
Do you think it?
Well, they put it in there at number 4 of 19 to try to sneak it by us, but you cannot get, you know, you're not getting that by these journalism folks like us. We're not letting you get us that way.
We queued right in. There's going to be, I'm guessing, a cupcake. I'm guessing probably some special Rice Krispie treats, right? Don't you think?
Absolutely. Apples. Like covered apples on sticks.
A drink. Yes. They've been doing some interesting thing with drinks lately. Yeah, I think.
Okay, for number 5, though, as this is a surprise celebration after all, so you can expect more limited time magic entertainment and other experiences to pop up periodically around the Magic Kingdom Park. That just sounds like they're keeping their options open for some
That's
other
right.
things.
That's right. Future updates is warranted, as they say.
That could turn this list of 19 into 119, as Stacy might say.
That's right. Okay, so here's something I am excited about. The Incredibles are coming to Disney's Hollywood studio, and Pixar Avenue will transform into Metroville City Block. Mr. Incredible, Mrs. Incredible, and Frozone are throwing a party to celebrate. So I'm hoping that that means that we get to see those folks again, because those were some great photo opportunities, I think. They really were. So love
and
the
that
Incredibles.
Was 2. That was 6 and 7. And all I got to say is Frozone better say, "Woman, where's my super suit?"
No, 7 is you get to meet Edna.
Oh, okay. Sorry. No, that's 8. You're not following along. My list is different than yours, but mine says 8. Meet the one and only Edna Mode, also backed up in our Facebook Live chat by Craig and Jocelyn, saying that her name is Hetty on the show, and her actual name is Linda Hunt, and she is, in fact, Edna Mode in real life. But you can meet her, one of the greatest supersuit designers. She will set up a special location on Pixar Place showcasing some of her best creations. No capes. No capes. So don't bring a cape.
That's right.
So you are excited, though. They're redeeming you. They're giving you a chance in 2019 to do what you didn't do in 2018, which is meet Edna.
I know. I love Edna. She's absolutely one of my favorite characters. So I'm looking forward to that for sure. You're going to be able to continue to show your hashtag incredible side on Pixar Avenue. And you'll be able to strike a heroic pose in front of three-dimensional scenes straight out of Pixar's Animation Studios Incredibles. And the great thing about those was they had those the summer during the Incredible Summer, and some of those looked very realistic. Like, you know what I mean? When you saw the pictures that people were taking there, you were like, where is that? Like, how did I not notice that before? But it was just a 3D, like a photo op, and it was really cool. So, I mean, I think that's awesome that they're doing stuff like that.
And apparently we're coming from 2 different lists from 2 different websites, because I think you're on the Travel Agent website. I'm on the Parks blog. But anyway, we might have more than 19, because who cares? This is going to be fun. These are the reasons we're going to Walt Disney World in 2019, people. So strap
That's
in.
Right.
On my list, this is number 9. It says also on Pixar Place, look for clues as to the whereabouts for the youngest Incredible, the mischievous and multi-powered Jack-Jack. So we have to find Jack-Jack? Is this something like over at Epcot during the Flower and Garden Festival, where sometimes you have to find Easter eggs or something like that? Do you think it's a situation like
that?
Maybe. Huh. I don't know. You know what I really like that they did? I think they did this this past summer in Tomorrowland. Then they took this from Cruise Line. They did the Jack-Jack Diaper Dash in Tomorrowland, which I love that. I know it doesn't really fit the theme. If you're a thematic person, you're like, oh my gosh, Walt would die if you did a Jack-Jack Diaper Dash in Tomorrowland. I get that. It totally doesn't fit. But I just love seeing toddlers crawling to their parents and going the wrong way. Like, that is just, that's good family fun right there.
So maybe, I don't know. I don't know what this will be. Some of these, I think they're probably still working on the details.
I think so. Yeah. I think this is the first copy of the list. All right, give us another one from your list. I think we're all off the place, but let's keep going.
That's how the show is.
Okay, good.
At Hollywood Studios, a door to the Monster World will open inside Walt Disney Presents, where you'll have the chance to meet Mike and Sully. So that's going to be really cute. I remember when you could meet Mike and Sully at the studios. It was kind of sad when they were gone because they're sort of unique characters to see, but to be able to meet them again will be great.
They are. Didn't you used to meet them back by the Backlot Express, kind of in that area back then?
Yep.
Yeah. I love them. They're good characters to meet, too. They're fun.
They are. All right.
Number 11. Now, here we go. Celebrate the 25th anniversary of Walt Disney Pictures' The Lion King. God, is The Lion King 25 years old? Are you kidding me?
That's frightening.
Oh, gosh. Okay, people, we're old. Oh, my gosh. That's crazy. 25 years old. At Disney's Animal Kingdom, along with Timon and Rafiki in the Hakuna Matata Time Dance Party on Discovery Island. Let your inner animal roam free on the dance floor in this raucous party. So are you ready to get raucous with Timon and Rafiki at the Hakuna Matata Time Dance Party on Discovery Island? Are you going to shake your tail feather, Pam? What do you think?
Absolutely. And you know what's good? Even if you don't like participating in the dance party, sometimes if you just hang back and watch the antics, it's worth it because you will have some kids who are out there who do this like it's their job. Like they
that's
are
true,
that
that's
serious
true.
About
Life
it.
Life depends on how well you dance in the next
that's
10 minutes.
That's right. And they are, I love seeing that. Like, I'm like, dude, that is dedication. Like, I want to go up to parents sometime and be like, that kid, you need to get him in some kind of play or dance production or something. Because he takes this serious. So anyways, no, that's a fun thing.
I will say, though, my favorite characters to dance with of all time, and I've done my share of dance parties at, like, Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party. They kind of started the dance parties at the hard ticket events, like at the Halloween and the Christmas parties, you know, 10 years ago. And now I've seen on social media, they're kind of everywhere. People are kind of either pro-dance party or anti-dance party. It's kind of one of those things. There's not a lot of ground in the middle for this one. But I will say that, you know, they're fun for the kids. A lot of times the families don't, you know, the adults don't tend to dance. Unless you're like, I mean, you got to realize that when you're on Disney vacation, you can be a kid. You can get out there and have fun as an entire family. It's okay. I used to say nobody's watching. Nobody's filming it. Yeah, probably 17 people are posting on Instagram. But who cares? You know, who cares? Just have fun. They're probably not tagging you. They don't know who you are unless you have a podcast or something and you're looking dumb. But I'm just saying, like, the best dancers I've seen of the Disney characters are the incredible characters. Now, I don't know how Timon and Pumbaa are going to do, but I mean, I'm telling you, Frozone, Mrs. Incredible, Mr. Incredible, they have some serious moves over in Tomorrowland. I've seen them. I mean, they're good.
Absolutely. I will tell you, out in California Adventure, one of the, you know, the Pixar Play Parade parades, they have Flick from A Bug's Life at different times. And he pulled me out one time into the parade. Well, Flick's behind is kind of elongated like an ant.
I think that's called his thorax.
His thorax is very long. And he turned around quick and knocked me down.
Shut up. You got thorax by Flick.
I was like, oh my goodness. So it can be dangerous, but it was worth it because I was out there dancing with Flick. But yeah.
There was a song in the 80s called Doing the Thorax by EU. I used to play it at wedding receptions, Doing the Thorax. Anyway, some people will get that if you're high into 80s music from the. Anyway, go ahead.
All right. So I'll have to do that. I mean, it's no yacht rock, but.
No, it isn't. No. Yeah.
Okay, so the next thing is at Animal Kingdom, you're also going to have the three-dimensional photo opportunities recreating scenes from the animated classics. So, again, another photo opportunity. I think it's a good, you know, in 2019, you know what you're going to want to have? Memory Maker, just saying.
It's such a good value, though. You know, because think about that, though. 2 years ago, we came out and it was like, oh, man, it's like $169 for your pictures. Nobody's going to get that. But what I'm seeing and what I think this is just... it gets down to this. Like, when I try to think about Memory Maker, because I try to save money just like the next guy, you know, because there's certain things I'm super cheap about and there's super, you know, certain things that I'm just stupid when I spend my money, like Apple products and Disney vacations. Like, I want to have the best. I want to do that. But I think with Memory Maker, what it boils down to is you are preserving memories and you're getting shots that are impossible to get with your phone. As great as an iPhone is, and the new, you know, cameras and all the augmented stuff you can do with an iPhone and apps, you still can't get those on-ride videos. You know, if you buy them a la carte, you may as well buy Memory Maker. But I think it's just, it captures your vacation in a way that you really can't. I mean, you know, 5 years from now, $169, what's that to have that package of memories available for everybody?
No, I agree. I think it's one of the best concepts that Disney came up out with to sort of add to the vacation experience, because it does provide, I think, photos in a way that you just can't create yourself. I mean, with the magic shots, with the getting the whole family together, how many people do you think use a Memory Maker photo for their holiday cards each year? I mean, that in itself. So it's just a really cool thing.
All righty. The next thing I'm actually excited about, because I've never been there, and I got to get down there for this. It's the Epcot International Festival of the Arts coming back this year. Special event takes place January 18th through February 25th, allowing you to indulge in world-class culinary, visual, and performing arts. And the thing is, like, if somebody like me can get excited for this festival, which again, I want to get down there, because my thing is, here's how I see this. I'm not artistic at all. I'm not super creative. I am just kind of your basic, like, sports fan, Midwestern guy. You know, I don't have a lot of, you know, I don't go to Broadway shows, never been. I've gone to Lion King when it came through town, like, years ago, back in 2003, I think it was. But I don't go to, like, you know, live theater very much. I don't go to concerts. But the thing is, like, I think this is, and I've heard such great reviews of this festival, and it's a time of year where it's comfortable down there. It's great temperatures. And everything I've seen, from, like, the foods that are created, the artists they bring in to create their art live, and to see, you know, a painting coming to life that was a blank sheet of paper and now it's some fantastic piece of art. I love this idea. I got to get down. This is actually something that would draw me to Walt Disney World, to get to see this over a weekend, or, you know, do something like that. I mean, I know that there's kind of a debate on, are there too many festivals at Epcot? Is there not enough time where Epcot's just Epcot, other than the summer? I mean, what do you think about this festival? Because it really does get me excited, and I'm not an artsy person at all.
So I think the format of Epcot, you know, with it having the countries and then, you know, that space in the front, really sort of lends itself to hosting sort of that. And I, you know, in Walt's original concept, he was sort of thinking of a World's Fair sort of thing, and they would have food booths and things like that. So I, you know, if you, it doesn't take away from the experiencing of Epcot as it is Epcot without the festivals. I think it just enhances it a little bit. And I have to say, this Festival of the Arts has sort of been a sleeper in terms of how cool of a festival this is. When we're there for it, it's like, I feel like that food at the food booth is really sort of kicked up a notch. It's stunningly beautiful. Really, each booth has a theme, and it's interesting to take that. But we've also found it to be really tasty, too. But yeah, it's kind of a work of art, and we love seeing that.
When I think about this festival, just because I haven't been to it yet, obviously it's a very young festival, so only the second year. But the thing I think about it is, when you think of Walt Disney World, this is like celebrating. It's kind of like bringing an all-star team to what they do. Think about it. Like, their restaurants are known for making not only delicious items, but visually stunning items that almost you don't want to eat. You know, like, you want to at least take 9 pictures for Instagram. Well, speaking of, like, the people doing this podcast, like, when we all sit down at a table, nobody touches the food until everybody takes a picture of every plate. Then we can eat our food. I mean, I've been trained. And sometimes we even bring little lights to light up our food for Instagram. I mean, it's crazy. But the thing is like, they celebrate that. And who better to do things like art? I mean, think about every motion picture, every animated feature that Walt Disney World. I mean, if you take the individual cell of any of those things, it's art. It's beautiful. The food is beautiful. Think about art as far as visual arts and songs and music. I mean, that is what Disney does. I mean, think, this was like a no-brainer, but it just came into being last year. But I mean, it's like, this is just Disney doing what they do in a way to celebrate it in the middle of the winter when you really need something to do.
Yeah, it is. It is. And it does. Again, it has a photo pass element to it where you get to stand and be part of the art during this festival. So, I really like it. So I'm looking forward to having it come back this year. And The next one of the things that you can look forward to is actually part of this. It will be the Disney on Broadway concert series is expanded to 7 days a week during the Festival of the Arts. So you'll have even more opportunities to experience some musical magic live on stage. And again, this is something that a lot of folks don't get to see, but it's worth seeing and part of that Festivals of the Arts celebration. So.
And I think this, you know, the Disney on Broadway concert series is a great idea because, like I said, I've never gone to New York. I've never gone to a Broadway play. I've gone to see The Lion King as it toured the country, and it stopped at our Fox Theater here in St. Louis. And not only did it get me to see our awesome theater, which is like 100 years old, but it's been refurbished, and to be able to see what a play is like with, you know, the puppeteering of Lion King on stage and all that, and, you know, the familiar music, but that show has songs that are not in the animated film. It was very moving. And I think this is aimed right at me, somebody that's at Walt Disney World, having a great time with their family, but maybe doesn't know what the Broadway experience is about. But when you go hear the talent of these performers and see the visuals, but also how awesome and how emotional those songs can be from Disney classics brought to you in a live. It's kind of like the first time I saw, and I know this isn't the exact same level, but when I saw Finding Nemo, the musical at Animal Kingdom, as a dad, it was emotional. And when I saw Festival of the Lion King at Animal Kingdom, it wasn't so much emotional, but it was so high energy that I was like, God, that was so cool that was live right in front of me. The Tumble Monkeys were actually doing all these crazy stunts, and the talent of the voice singers, you know, the man who sings and the woman. I mean, it's like they're just, it's like, wow, like that is incredible that they can sing that way. I think that's what would get you to go see a show back home, because you get introduced to it as part of your day at Epcot. And then you're like, man, I need to see a little more of that when it comes through town.
Yeah, I agree. It's a really cool experience. I mean, we've talked about this on the podcast before, but I think for so many kids and adults alike, it's like, you know, that the music that you hear in the movies is produced by people, yeah, right? And instruments. But seeing it is a completely different thing. And I still go back to way back when I was a young kid and Star Wars had come out, and the Pops concert series came through and actually played at my elementary school. And it was like, what?
I know.
Does someone playing instruments yeah, creates the theme from Star Wars? Really? So, I mean, you know, it's just that kind of stuff. And that's what can happen with this as well.
So, yes.
Yeah.
So later in the year, we have some new stuff. So what else do we have going on for those people that can't get down there in early 2019?
Well, so again, Flower and Garden Festival is coming back, and this year it's going to be there March 6th through June 3rd. So it's a long time to be there. And I think the Flower and Garden Festival is really something that's getting as big as food and wine. I mean, there's food booths, there's flowers, there's so many things to do. I don't think Epcot looks better than it does during the Flower and Garden Festival. You know, the landscaping at Disney World is always fantastic, but to be at Epcot during Flower and Garden, it looks even more spectacular. So really, really looking at that, all the topiaries and everything like that. So make plans. If you hadn't had a chance to see Flower and Garden, make plans to go down. It's a great time to visit because the weather's lovely. And I know so many families have spring break during that time. So if you haven't made plans, now.
And it's way more comfortable during Flower and Garden. I mean, just temperature wise and weather wise,
yes,
than during Food and Wine. And now you got all the food booths around during Flower and Garden. So it's really kind of
all
the
right,
best
stop.
Of both worlds.
No but more know, selling points.
Yeah, I know, because we want to go. We don't want to have to wait 30 minutes for a bite.
That's exactly
how it is. But I'll give you a quick hack. Look, it goes till June 3rd. And a lot of schools in the Midwest and the South get out on Memorial Day. So think about it. You could take your summer vacation early and go to Flower and Garden. How cool would that be, Pam?
Oh, man. Love that idea. So, yeah. And, like, I love that you point out, though, that the weather is nicer, because it truly is.
It's stifling. I mean, I know September's like, you know, we picture September in our mind's eye as, like, bonfires and Ugg boots and pumpkin spice lattes. In Florida, it's just hot. It's still just hot and
right,
sticky.
It's swimsuits and wondering why in the heck you have clothes that even touch you. And like, is that sweat dripping down my back? What
it's
is
hot.
That?
So, it's yeah, hot. All right. So let's get to the next one. Let's see. Oh, even better. it says. This year's Garden Rocks concert series expands to 7 days a week during the Flower and Garden Festival, which means a total of 270 concerts over the course of the 90-day event. Boy, they go long on these events. 90 days, 270 concerts.
No.
So you cannot miss Herman's Hermits this year. They will be rocking it out in Kansas and all those bands. I'm sure that'll be back.
I know, right? Yes. They're like cover bands, right?
I think during Flower and Garden, it's like kind of the 60s bands, but it's the real people that are still alive.
Oh,
I
it
think.
Is.
Yeah, usually.
Okay,
the Sounds Like Summer, which they didn't do this past year,
oh,
was the cover
right.
bands.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm getting confused with my concert series.
Yeah, so you'll all get right. the, yeah, it's kind of, it, you know what it is kind of is like Yacht Rock Live. You might see Michael McDonald or somebody like that. I don't know.
That
you know,
be
who
awesome.
Knows?
I'd be down there for that.
That's what it is. Really, it's Yacht Rock. I can't even say it. Yacht Rock Radio brought to the stage at Epcot.
Boz Skaggs will be there. Anyways, yeah. So one of the other things that's coming in the spring of 2019, and this is something we really haven't heard a lot of, is Ka-Chow. Lightning McQueen's Racing Academy. In this new show experience, you'll come face to face with Lightning and learn from his years of experience on the track. So this is something, again, that we haven't heard much about. I don't know where it's going to be or what it's going to be, but everyone likes Lightning, so that'll be a good time.
I'm totally curious as to what this is going to be. Is it going to be like a virtual reality experience? Is it going to be a physical experience? I mean, it's going to be something they bring to the studios. Is it just going to be a meet and greet? But it doesn't sound like it, because unless they consider talking to him as learning from him about racing, I don't know what it's going to be. But I mean, I'm all about new experiences, and especially with a character like Lightning McQueen, which so many boys and girls tend to love.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you've got to love Lightning. So, yeah, that's going to be a fun one.
And also, they make this a separate point because they're trying to stretch the list here apparently a lot outside the Racing Academy.
19's a long list to get to, Mike Rahman.
I'm telling you, we're trying to stretch this show to 30 minutes, and it's kind of tough. But outside the Racing Academy, you get to meet Lightning McQueen's speedy pal, Cruz Ramirez, which I think is the yellow car, right? I haven't seen three.
That's right. Yes, Cruz is.
There we go. And finally, there's a 19, Pam. Please bring this home.
Well, this one is the ultimate in stretch, if you're ready for it.
It is,
and
the ultimate.
And I'll read it just how Disney wrote it, just to kind of share that kind of feeling with you. If you haven't visited Walt Disney World recently, then there's even more for you to explore and experience. Become an honorary toy at Toy Story Land and Disney's Hollywood Studios. Travel to the bioluminescent planet of Pandora, the world of Avatar at Disney's Animal Kingdom, or wish a fond farewell to Illuminations, Reflection of Earth, the nighttime spectacular at Epcot, before its conclusion scheduled for the end of summer 2019.
Wait. Illuminations is going away? Wait, what? They just snuck that in there in a blog post? Whoa, that is not cool.
That was one of the 19 reasons to visit. So, I mean, no, if you have not, though, had a chance to visit for Pandora and now Toy Story Land, I think that those are two of the more visually appealing lands that they've brought to the parks. I really love the look of Pandora still at night. I feel like it's two completely different experiences. And I kind of feel that way about Toy Story Land as well. It's a different experience at night. It has so many cool lighting effects. And just, it's something different to see. And I love, so two of my favorite rides are in these new things. I love Flights of Passage, and I really liked Slinky Dog Dash. They're great attractions, so I'm glad to see them there.
All right, as we wrap
I don't know
up
if
this
it's
show,
19,
I,
yeah, though,
I don't know.
But,
okay. I think that like they're like, oh my gosh, it's 2019. We only have 18 things. We gotta
I'm
come
glad
up with
there
some,
was
some
no
intern.
Like bathroom reference, like lovely bathrooms. That's number 17.
Well, you know, they kept themselves open, I think, back at number 4 with Limited Time Magic. So who knows?
True.
Could be.
Who knows?
Could be. Let me ask you this, though. You speak of 19 and they talk about Toy Story Land and Pandora visiting those. If you had only one night to spend at nighttime with the visuals during the dark periods, would you recommend Pandora or Toy Story Land? Which one's better?
So for me, I think that would really depend on because I think the rides are so worth experiencing. If you could get Fastpass to either one, that's absolutely going to be the one that I suggest that you go ahead and do that. But just on looks alone, I think Pandora maybe have it. It has just a little edge over Toy Story Land. It's a tiny one.
Agreed.
What do you think? Yeah, you do? Okay.
Well, I say Pandora is... It's kind of like the Disneyland, Disney World argument. I say Pandora is stunning, and Toy Story Land at night is whimsical, and it's
there you
fun.
Go.
It's fun.
Wow, you were like pulling out, you know. Did you have a thesaurus for that? Like,
no, but I had a book full of all these words and gives alternate meanings, so I don't know. I had a nap.
No, but I think that's a really good description. That could be like a tagline. I'm just saying. I think Disney should use that because it's a great description. So.
1,387 times we've given Disney great information for free. We're not going to stop now.
I know. They have to be listening, right?
I hope so. I just hope they're still listening so I can go to the Star Wars media event. I'm just saying. Come on now. I want to see the Millennium Falcon.
I know, right?
Anyway, well, so that's 19 reasons to go to Walt Disney World in 2019. Seriously, some of these...
As if we needed them.
The one thing they left off the list. Isn't there, like, a land, speaking of Star Wars, that's going to open in 2019 that didn't make the list? I think they're kind of like, well, we don't want to talk about that quite yet. We're just going to go with some of the... You know, this is kind of like the minor league, you know, team of reasons to go to Walt Disney World, because we're going to bring in Babe Ruth at the end of 2019.
That's absolutely true, and he's going to be hitting home runs all day. So,
God, let's hope so.
There's going to be a line out the door, as they say, to get in to see that. But, I mean, I think for so many of us, we like to travel there often. So if you're looking for lower crowds, I think that earlier in 2019 may be a good bet for you. And then go ahead and plan your trip in 2020 to see Star Wars as you planned on. So... Just reminding folks that there are a few other things there besides the Star Wars land that will be opening.
Yeah, as much as we were tongue-in-cheek with a lot of these things that are coming in early 2019, they're fun things. I mean, this is why we go to Walt Disney World. We want to meet characters. We want to have dance parties. You know, whether we participate in them or not, they're fun to have there as a distraction. Photo ops, the Dapper Dans, you know, I mean, think about it. You know, as much as it's kind of like, oh, wow, they're really celebrating that the Dapper Dans are going to sing songs to Mickey and Minnie. I mean, the Dapper Dans, to me, I mean, I can't speak for our audience, but to me, the Dapper Dans are a reason why I go to Walt Disney World. I mean, when do you get to, you know, see such a talented barbershop quartet? I mean, it's not why I go to the Magic Kingdom, but it is a part of my Magic Kingdom day. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. I mean, I think that what brings us all back to Walt Disney World again and again is the details, right? They always say the devil's in the details. And I think that it's all these little things that come together. And, you know, with FastPass now, I think that you do have to schedule time maybe differently in the parks, but this gives you a lot of options to do in between FastPasses if you don't want to, you know, spend time waiting in line for something else. Just go ahead and participate in some of these. There's not going to be a big line for them, and you're going to get to experience them. So,
and speaking of Mickey Mouse, I got to get back to my Mickey Mouse birthday Oreos that are up in the kitchen. If Mallory hasn't destroyed the whole sleeve by now, because I'm podcasting, which could be the case. All right. Anyway, that's going to do it for Friday's show. Hope you enjoyed it. Lots of fun to talk about, you know, things coming for 2019 down at Walt Disney World. Today's show brought to you by the Magic for Less Travel. And when it comes time for that 2019 package, head over to themagicforless.com. Check out all the great specials. You know, maybe you're planning a trip to Disneyland. Maybe you want to do Adventures by Disney. Lots of fun things to do there. Of course, Disney Cruise Line, great sailings, whatever you have. And of course, the early 2020 itineraries have been announced, going fun places there. So just drop by themagicforless.com and check out everything that's happening with Disney. And while you're there, fill out that free no obligation quote, and maybe you'll get to your Disney destination sooner rather than later. So check them out. Let them know you heard about them here on the show over at themagicforless.com. And again, thanks to everybody who continues to support the show with your Amazon purchases. Just click through BeOurGuestPodcast.com/Amazon. Give us a follow on the social media. We're on Instagram and Twitter at BeOurGuestMike and at BeOurGuestPod as well. And drop by the Facebook group at Facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. And Ricky's going to be back telling us all about traveling to Canada, going north on the Disney Cruise Line. Who would have thought? But you can do that. And she had a great time. I saw the picture. She met some amazing people, had some fun meals, got to Pam. I'm excited for that Rapunzel experience on the Magic.
I know. It was so cute. Ricky had posted a video of that, and it looks really good. So I love that Disney Cruise Line is constantly changing. You know, new dates are coming out.
Yes.
Yesterday. So who knows where Disney Cruise Line's going. Looking forward to that. It's going to be great. It's a great time to sail on Disney Cruise Line. They're doing some really innovative stuff.
19 things. Today felt like 119 things.
Right?
Whatever. Enough of that. This wasn't one of our best shows, but we promised to do better next week.
Right.
It was a show. I mean, come on. We've done 1,387 shows. We can lay an egg once in a while.
That's right.
All right. Anyway, so for Ricky and Pam, I'm Mike. Wishing you a great weekend. Whatever you do, stay safe out there. And we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at beourguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.